This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
You've seen the core floats, you've seen their smiling face on Facebook, but you still don't really know who they are. Not knowing enough about our election candidates is given as one of the main reasons why people don't vote. So Free Choice is an opportunity to hear from our Hamilton City Council mayoral and councillor candidates, their values, priorities and what they bring to the table. Tune in from 2 till 3pm every Friday from the 23rd of August, live stream or podcast from freefm.org.nz. Free Choice on Free FM 89.0. Welcome to Free Choice 2019, Maxine Van Oosten for Hamilton East.
Oh, kia ora, Kelly. Thank you for your welcome.
Tell us a bit about your background and why you're standing.
Oh, Maxine. So I'm a mum, I'm a grandmother, a wife, a sister, a daughter, and all of those people live in Hamilton. Oh, well, the majority of them, a couple of my whānau are outside of Hamilton, but Hamilton's our town, and it's the place that we're committed to as a family, and that's really important to me, and I kind of want to make sure it's great and getting greater.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about your background, what you've been doing till this point.
So I work at the moment for NZEI, the New Zealand Education Institute. I'm an advocate for teachers and education staff and help them to be able to have a voice at work, really, to be able to get together to overcome their issues and, you know, win great things, actually. I've spent the last year fighting alongside teachers for a fair pay increase and to get recognition for the great work that they do. Now I'm working, and now that they've achieved that, yay, but now I'm working with Teacher Aids on their campaign around pay equity. And we're really close to getting that solved and sorted for them. But, you know, none of that is stuff that I've done individually. It's about us doing it together collectively, and you know, that's the place I come from, working together to get great results, because you know, having a voice means that you're able to affect change, and yeah, that's what I love to see. Prior to that, I worked for a couple of decades actually for the Bank of New Zealand. Great bank, plug there. But needed a change after that time and some more challenges. And, you know, working with people is something I love and that, you know, I'm good at.
Yeah, so what are the sorts of things that you do outside of that you're really passionate about?
Oh, look, really, you know, drive you? I'm so excited about the fine weather that's coming now. Yay, cool. Because that means I can get out on my bike. I've got an electric bike. That's because, you know, I sometimes need help to get up the hill, and sometimes if I go too far, I need help to get home. So I'm really excited about being able to get out on my bike, get out on those great pathways that we've got in Hamilton, and look at our beautiful scenery and you know, really take advantage of our great city.
So if elected and you were to work towards, say, three priorities, what would they be?
Well, look, the first of those, I notice and see inequality in lots of places in our city. And, you know, the first of those is affordable housing. I just really would like to be able to see some action, bigger action, being focused on that. I love the idea of the trust that the council recently approved. $2 million is tiny, though, for that land trust, and that it needs to be bigger and braver and really in order to be able to get some change happening there. Affordable housing also means being able to build a higher density, build higher up. You know, five stories isn't that big. You can't fit much in. So I think, you know, I'd really like to see some great town planning, looking overseas for great examples of what works well, and being able to take the best of that, bring it back here, and really make advantage of that and make a difference in that affordable housing space.
Earlier in this week, I think there was a news article with the Waikato Times saying there's no such thing as affordable and questioned that. So how do you define affordable?
Look, I think it's really tricky. It's really hard, I think, to do that. But I think, obviously it's income, isn't it? You know, you've got to be able to have adequate income. So there's, you know, always two sides to that. It's not just about what you have to pay, but what's coming into your household as well, and how can you have access to more of that? But, you know, in terms of a dollar figure, I wouldn't want to put one on it, but I think if we're looking at building higher density, using the ground less, you know, putting more stories up, having less space, you know, smaller apartments, one or two bedrooms, then that footprint becomes more affordable for people. And, you know, everybody deserves a home to live in. Mm. And, you know, I want to be able to see that accessible for people. You know, I was pretty gutted to see, you know, some years back now, the sale of our pension housing. And, you know, as a council, I think we do have a responsibility to our Hamilton residents, and that there's no winding the clock back once that has gone. So I think it does give us some real problems around that.
So for affordable housing, can you sort of articulate what role council actually has in that, though?
Yeah, I absolutely think that land trust is a vehicle that we can use in order to be able to get that. We have to grow the size of that. $2 million is nowhere near enough. Other things that they can do is really be able to nail down what that planning looks like, to be able to have access for developers to fast track consent processes that allow them to be able to build it quicker without some of the red tape that goes alongside of that, and that really does enable that kind of development to happen. I think that's critical for council to be able to do. What else? Gee, I think it's probably a start to it.
It
anyway.
Is a good start. So alongside affordable housing, what would you say your other priorities are?
So the next really big thing there, and the big ticket item, is around our transport. We need to be able to have better transport options for everyone that reduces carbon emissions. And that's, you know, we are a bit wedded to our cars, and I don't want to bash car drivers, because from time to time, you know, we all need to be able to use our car. And actually mine's a work car at the moment, so I need it to be able to get to my work and to be able to do my work, and I completely understand that. But we've also got lots of other options around there. And I think council's responsibility is to be able to promote those sorts of things. The mayor has talked about free buses outside of peak transport. I would like to see us having free student bus fares all day, every day for our students, not just in the weekend, but all day and every day. That's going to get them out of mum's and dad's car in the morning traffic and in the 3 o'clock traffic. And that frees up the roads for other car, you know, other road users, and makes a quicker, easier journey on the bus.
So would you say the current council's doing about the right amount in terms of promoting public transport?
Oh, they're getting there. And I think it really is a work in progress. I love my bike, so I want to be feeling safe on my bike as well. Sometimes that's a bit tricky. I had to go along to an interview the other day and took my bike. It was a beautiful day, and it seemed to make really good sense. But as I'm coming along Grey Street, a car in front of me spotted a car park and just pulled in front of me and started to back up. So, you know, I had to make some other choices about how to get out of the way. And, you know, that's just one tiny example. Yeah. But, you know, so we need to have safe spaces and roadways for our bikes separate, I would say, from our traffic, you know, our car and bus traffic. So that's what I'd like to be able to see. Having some good pedestrian accesses as well. I love the idea of a bridge, you know, a walk bridge across from Memorial Park. That would be pretty cool.
So what do you think of our central city? If we're going to walk over to the central city, then we might have a new theatre there. Do you think the current approach at the moment is right? We've got a River Plan task force looking at that at the moment.
Yeah, so. I think there's some tweaking that needs to happen around that river plan. Like everyone in our city, love our river. I think it is an asset that sometimes we don't make the most of. And so, let's have a plan for it. Let's make sure it's realistic. Let's make sure that there's some balance to it as well. You know, I don't support a $30 million park in the middle of town. I do support smaller, manageable projects along the way. I live in Jellicoe Drive. That means I'm 200 metres away from Wellington Street Beach. It is such a neat place. In the summertime, that jetty
is... There's people swimming in there at the moment.
Oh, they're brave. They are brave. But in the summertime, in the heat of the summer, there is neighbourhood kids jumping off that jetty and having such a good time. It's really entertaining. I take my grandkids down there and they're really only into paddling at the edges, but it's awesome watching those kids jumping in and how brave they are about it.
So alongside housing and that sort of infrastructure, could you identify another priority that you might have?
Yeah, do you know what? I think it's really important for our city to have a booming business sector. They're absolutely critical. We've got hundreds of small businesses in Hamilton and we need to be able to support them to be able to do it. That's how our workers get jobs, and that's a real priority for me, to make sure that people have, you know, a job, a home, great family to come home to. And, I'd like to be able to see our businesses, you know, having an easy time.
And how would you do that as a councillor?
Yeah, I think it comes back to that planning again, Kelly. When we've got really, and if we're talking about inner city and talking about smaller urban hubs, that's what I'd kind of like to see, connected with great public transport. Not just all buses either, but, you know, those hubs and in our city centre, having some really rich and great diversity in there. So we want to see some apartments. We want to see small businesses that will service those apartments with, you know, the cafe culture that we love, the small little round the corner boutiques and things that where you can pick up the interesting and the different. Our malls are great for everyday shopping, for destination shopping. But isn't it great to have something just in your neighbourhood that you would want to get to? Just like we would want to be able to walk to our parks, schools, sports fields, other things as well. You know, in our neighbourhood, you can walk to, cycle to, catch a bus to.
Now, I've heard you bring up a few times the salary of the chief executive. Tell us your thinking on that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I was really shocked when I found out what his salary was. It seemed absolutely staggering that the CEO in a city the size of Hamilton would be paid almost as much as our Prime Minister, who has an international profile and has the whole of our country's well-being and business as her agenda. So, and it really shocked me. It also, the size of his pay increase was surprising as well. I told you I work for NZDI, and that there's support staff that we're looking to be able to promote a pay equity to, and that pay increase of $60,000 was equal to two or three support staff in a school. And so, you know, instead, I would vote absolutely against any future pay increases for the CEO. I can't change his salary now, but I can stop. I can cap it.
So it comes from an issue of inequality.
Oh, too right it does. Yeah. And it's a bit like the CEO's salary at Fonterra, actually, and the shock and surprise that people had about that. And also when he left, just exactly what that golden parachute was as well. And it feels just as uncomfortable to me that we have that level of disparity between the lowest of paid and our highest.
Now it's time for yes-no questions.
Oh, exciting.
Would you vote for a change to single transferable voting?
I totally would, yes.
Would you vote to keep the Māngai Māori seats?
I would indeed do that, but I would also want to explore being able to, increase that yes. participation.
Would you vote for a living wage for staff and contractors?
Too right, I would.
Are developers paying enough in contributions?
Oh, crikey, don't know, really.
Cool.
Yes, probably.
Should Hamilton City Council have declared a climate emergency?
Yes.
Should we be changing the names of Bryce von Tempsky and Grey Streets?
Yes.
Maxine Van Oosten for Hamilton East, thanks for joining us on Free Choice 2019.
Oh, kia ora, Kelly. Thank you for having me.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.